Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report this morning with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. The Midwest direct hog markets are called mostly steady today with mixed undertones possible. Terminals are called mostly steady with tops in a range from $26 to $30. Peoria is called steady today with a top price of $26. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, January 15th, negotiated swine purchases were $16,150 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $36.25 to $47. And the weighted average was $44.21. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from $26.03 to $36.87, and the weighted average was $34.43. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $14,250. The base price range, $36.50 to $49.80. The weighted average, $47.05. And on a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $30.56 to $38.04. And the weighted average was $36.23. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And taking a look at South America, there's still some hot weather that's been occurring across Paraguay and Argentina. At least that was the case yesterday. But some thunderstorms started to roll into the central production areas of Argentina. And while the coverage was only isolated across northern and eastern Buenos Aires, some areas got a little bit better rain. During the last 24 hours, the Brazilian crop areas remained mostly dry. Now, the high heat that's been occurring across Argentina has now ended, and they're expecting more average temperature conditions here through the next week. So that's going to cut down on heat stress. And temperatures across Brazil are also going to be closer to average, so we're not going to see some stress from high temperatures across that area either. So for Brazil and Argentina, improvement in the temperature department as corn is going through the pollination stage. Now, as far as showers and thunderstorms are concerned, the leading edge of the cooler air ending the high heat is causing some thunderstorms in the middle of the Argentinian crop area. That would include Cordoba, Santa Fe, and northern parts of Buenos Aires. So those areas are getting some needed moisture, and there should be more showers and thunderstorms moving back in that area tomorrow evening as well. And this front will continue to move northward, so that's going to bring some showers and thunderstorms to northern growing areas of Argentina, as well as southern Brazil and neighboring Paraguay. And rain is going to be pretty significant, I think, from Mato Grosso do Sul on into probably around Sao Paulo. That seems to be an area, and even southern Minas Gerais will be picking up on some decent rainfall here over the next few days. And once we get beyond the next week, then there could be more drying and warmer weather redeveloping across Argentina and southern Brazil. So we'll have to monitor that in the long term. But they are getting some timely rains and timely cool down in South America. So while the growing conditions have not been ideal across South America, all portions of South America this growing season, timeliness, as you know, is very important. And some of the rains that have been affecting Argentina and are pushing into southern and central Brazil are coming in a timely fashion. When all is said and done 7 days from now, I think the areas that are going to be the driest are going to be the extreme northeastern crop areas of Brazil. That includes Bahia and the far southern crop areas of Argentina. That would include southern portions of La Pampa and Buenos Aires. And both of those areas, when you look at the total crop production, represent very little of the total production. So the main production areas are going to be getting some decent rainfall here over the next few days and over the next week. So with that, we will turn to the northern hemisphere, and snow cover remains rather lacking across Illinois and portions of Indiana, much of Missouri and Kansas and Oklahoma and western Nebraska and Texas, all without a snow cover. That being said, we're looking at intense cold air coming in. Arctic air will be coming in over the weekend, and that's going to probably send the temperature below zero over the upper Midwest and some of the northern plains. The zero line will probably get down to around St. Joseph, Missouri, to perhaps Mattoon, Illinois, to Bloomington, Indiana, to Columbus, Ohio. North of that area, temperatures could fall below zero. Now, if there's snow cover with some light snow ahead of that, the likelihood of below zero is greater, but then there's a protective snow cover. I think the biggest concern is, will there be any winter kill of winter wheat? I don't at this point see a widespread problem with that, as the coldest areas probably will indeed have a snow cover. But there could be some places in the northern plains and Midwest that do have some exposure to the cold, and there could be some scattered patches of winter kill over the weekend. So we are watching that, as there may be concern for at least a little bit of the wheat out there. But I think a widespread problem is not likely. A scattered problem is possible. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Join us this evening for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. We'll be at the Elks Club in Pontiac, Illinois. There's a dinner at 5:30, and the meeting gets underway at 7. Panelists for the meeting include Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing, Bill Mayer of Roach Ag Marketing, and Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. That's at the Elks Club in Pontiac, Illinois. Dinner at 5:30, meeting at 7. No fee is charged for the dinner. Come as you are, and no advance registration is required. We do indeed hope to see you there this evening. In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 9:56 on change, last trade down 2. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 9:31 3/4, down a quarter, last trade down 3.5. July, 8:50, down a quarter, last trade down 5. March corn opened at 5:07 1/4, down 1 3/4, last trade down 3 3/4. July, 5:30 1/2, down 2, last trade down 4 1/4. December, 5:28, down 1, last trade down 3 1/2. March beans opened at 12:96 1/2, down 5, last trade down 16. July, 13:30 1/2, down 6 3/4, last trade down 16 1/2. November, 12:82 1/2, down 2 1/2, last trade down 10 3/4. March soybean meal opened at 355.30, down 80. Last trade down 5.10. March soybean oil opened at 53.22, down 9. Last trade down 61. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave.
The markets are in for another wild and woolly ride today, I guess. It looked like we saw some consolidation overnight.
Yes, we did, and not surprising at all. I think you could take a poll of all your listeners, and they would have predicted something like this happening at some point after you get a limit-up move on a crop report day, follow-through trade the following day. I mean, this market's so overbought, we are due that. And in fact, some of the information we're getting this morning, there was a great question that was asked by somebody up there, where's the support? Next question, how deep can we go and still be in a bull market? And I think that's the kind of attitude we're going to have today and maybe tomorrow, is how big of a pullback can we have? Where are our support levels? I think we're going to do some exploration of those questions today and tomorrow.
All right, let's look at a few of these markets and ask you that then, Ed. For soybeans, what is the pullback? Is 70 cents still a bull market?
Yeah, according to some of the chart guys we talked to in Chicago, Dave, they're saying 75, 80 cents is a normal or minor correction in the $13 bean market. And I know that sounds crazy to say, but I think it's true. You know, just with yesterday's break alone in beans, we're 60 cents off those highs after the crop report. But look for the support to be in that 1275 area on the March contract. But there's still weekly charts that are projecting moves back up to $14. You look over in the corn market, we're already 15, 20 cents off the highs. There's talk that 495 is probably support in March corn. In fact, they're saying own it there and risk a close below 495 March futures. They're projecting a run up to 550, that maybe there's a 50-cent rally left in the corn market. So, again, those are a couple of the targets that guys can look out for.
What are you telling producers that oversold their crop at $4?
Oversold the crop?
Yeah, they sold it at $4, and now they're saying, man, $5.
Yeah. I sold my new, you're saying the 08 crop at $4 or 07 or whatever. You know, there's been a lot of questions about that, and we look at it from the angle, Dave, of most producers around here had a fantastic yield year. Revenue numbers are just super, and really there's no reason to try to mess it up with these volatile markets. When you're trying to fight inflation that should take prices higher, recession that should take prices lower, it's real tough to want to be in there. We look at the risk management side of prices, Dave, and you look at the expense of puts and calls. We see the value of buying some puts right now to protect downside risk because you can't buy crop insurance yet to protect those risks. We don't have that February price. So we're looking at some July 470 and 480 calls in that 12 to 15 cent area to protect downside in case this correction goes a little bit deeper. But things are so volatile to just jump in and want to own it. Go ask the elevators how their margin calls feel right now. A producer, I don't think he wants to feel that same heat.
Thank you much, Ed.
You bet. Thanks, Dave.
Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing. You're listening to WILL Urbana. We join the BBC in Progress.